Hey, Friends Without Benefits listeners, just a little heads up that, as you know, we recorded a bunch of episodes at the awesome American Social on Las Olas. So you might hear a livelier background than usual, maybe some glasses clinking or some cheesy pickup lines, whatever. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey, I'm Rachel, the face behind Wine and Cheez-Its, mother of two, ex-wife of one, current and final wife of one, an award-winning writer and author.
Hey, I'm Dale. I'm a single man here in South Florida. I'm an arena host for the Miami Heat, and of course, an owner of a successful entertainment company.
We are the exception to the rule in that all of the years we've known each other, we have never, ever crossed the platonic line.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I don't know. We're going to find out.
Let's get into it. What's the name of this podcast?
This is Friends Without Benefits.
Let's do it. Wow. We're like hour number 10.
I know. I feel like I live here now. But I'm really excited personally because we have guests here that are my people. They are married people. They understand married life. I'm usually sitting alone on an island here with the single people. And tonight, I have some of my people here.
By the way, this is the first time we've ever had a married couple on our podcast.
Yes.
So they're going to be the
welcome.
First. So let's let them in. There's the doorbell.
All right. Can you guys quickly introduce yourselves into the microphone, who you are?
My name is Tim. I'm from Missouri.
Missouri, Silby State, right?
That's the one.
All right. And who's with you?
He's really good at geography, Dale.
I'm his lovely bride, Karen.
Oh, Karen, I like you.
I love her. Karen was waiting for her intro. It's like a lovely bride.
How long have you guys been married?
17 years.
Wow.
Yes,
he got it right.
Oh, were you really worried he was going to get it wrong? There's always the chance, right? There's always the chance. Okay. What do you think off the top of your head? Because I gave some advice to a young girl who's getting married soon about things that I think make a successful marriage because I'm on my second marriage, so I feel like I have it together now and I know what I'm doing. What would you tell someone getting married that makes a marriage successful? What are some of your tips to keeping it fresh and wonderful? Don't spill your drink on our equipment, though.
Wait, Tim said, I'll let you go first,
yeah,
honey.
Tim just shoved the mic in there.
I'm going to say this because my therapist said this.
Wow.
We love therapy.
Oh, for sure. Pay attention. Because I will tell you, we've had rough waters. And it was when my therapist said, can I curse?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
All right. Show me what you got, Karen.
Sweet Karen.
That's a new catchphrase.
Fuck sweet Karen.
Pay attention. And that was actually the moment that, because we were having some trouble. I mean, again,
all right,
everybody's wrong.
Karen, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Was it you pay attention to Tim or Tim pay attention to you? What do you
no,
tell
it
pay
was
attention?
Me pay attention to him.
Ah, normally it's opposite the way around.
Well, no, I mean, we had to pay attention to each other, but I had to do my due diligence.
So you're saying pay attention. Tim, what would your advice be?
He's going to say whatever she said.
My advice would be pay attention and talk.
Communication.
Communication, that's not novel advice by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
I'm not the best at it, and I know a lot of people don't do it, but that's probably the foundation of any solid relationship is just talking.
Fully agree, and you know what? It is not novel advice. However, it's often ignored. A lot of people take it for granted and don't do it. And the fact that you guys are out tonight, I don't know if you have children or not or what your dynamic is, but the fact that you're out tonight and you're enjoying each other and you're taking time to have like time outside of your home, I personally think is also really important. I think when you're married, you can fall into a rut where you like sit at home and you Netflix and so whatever. You have to do stuff. You have to go out to dinner. You have to go to concerts. Like, you have to do things to enjoy each other, right?
So, yes. I gotta say, so we do not have children. We are...
Do you have animals? Do you have pets?
We have two
dogs,
of the
right?
most awesome kitties in the whole entire world.
Wait, kittens or dogs?
No, they're kitties. They have kitties.
They have kitties, not dogs.
No, and we've also rehabbed...
Oh, kittens. All right. Kitties. Black was showing. My bad. I didn't know what you were doing. I didn't know what you were saying.
I'm dying.
Call it cat.
I'm dying.
I'm like, dogs, cats.
Kitties.
I'm like, titties. We're thinking. I was like, what?
Well, we have titties.
Yeah, those titties. All right. Okay. All right.
And they, you know what? They cost a lot. They're like, what are you going to tell us? God damn it.
All right.
You know what? No kids lost the titties.
Karen's going to get so many shirts.
Karen is winning at life right now.
All right.
Winning at life.
Okay, so get back to it. What was the question?
I think it was about having kids or not having kids. Not gonna do.
Oh, getting together, being together.
Yeah,
yes. So I'll tell you, Tim has a very demanding job. He's very stressed out, especially post-COVID, whatever, blah, blah, blah. We don't get
into
specifics. And I own my own business. And so we're all like, But coming home and, you know, we get together at night. We have, I make dinner a few times a week. But that's it. And then you go to bed and that's it.
Right.
Like, there's nothing. Like,
becomes very routine.
We're not talking about kids. Like, we're not, there's not that bridge of kids.
Right.
Right.
So it's just like, oh, you had a stressful day. Oh, I had a stressful day. And, oh, aren't the cats wonderful? Bed, wake up, work out, work.
It's like you're on like a hamster wheel.
It totally is.
Yeah. Karen, hold on a second.
Together.
Do we have a cat sound effect over here?
No, we don't.
Okay. Well, I think the circus thing we just is good, too.
Karen's making that. Karen is making
this for your household with the kitties. All right. So I would like to get some backstory. Where did you guys meet?
Oh, my God.
Karen's excited. Tim, I want to hear your version first.
Was it a swingers club? Please tell me it was a swingers club.
Oh, no, it's even better. We went to grade school together.
Wow.
I didn't start molesting her until after law school.
Oh, man.
Okay, no, so I picked him up at a bar, making sure that he already passed the bar because, you know, girl needs her money.
Fact.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And so who made the move first, Tim or you?
She actually tried to buy a drink for one of my friends, but it backfired because he was there with his girlfriend.
Ooh.
Oh, Karen, saucy.
So we're saying Tim was a leftover?
or was she trying to gauge his interest and make him jealous and buy a drink for the friend? Who we know?
What is your thoughts on that?
She was interested in me because I was wearing a tuxedo because I had just ditched my girlfriend at her sister's wedding.
Wow. Tim, you're burying the lead. Go with that. Let's talk about that.
You know, you look like a quiet guy. You look like, you know, you're just very normal. I was not expecting that, and I'm here for it. So can you please continue and provide a little more detail?
You know, this was a not fantastic relationship, and there were some good parts to it, but it wasn't great. So my girlfriend's sister was getting married. I was rocking a tux.
James Bond.
Did you go like the bow tie or the tie or like the what was the tux look? I need a visual.
This was full wedding apparel.
Okay, so cummerbund, put like the whole
rented shoes.
Men's Warehouse.
Shoes,
yeah.
The
slides on the dance floor.
Yeah, yeah.
The button studs, all that good stuff. Yes. So I left my girlfriend at her sister's wedding.
Left her there?
You just left. Did she know? You just left. She didn't know you were leaving.
I think I told her.
You were like, I'm out. My tux.
In my tux.
Okay.
So I went back to my apartment, which was a couple of college buddies. They took pity on me and took me out. So then we went to a bar in St. Louis, and I ran into her. She was working.
I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm not even saying this. I'm like into astrology and all that crap. But
the universe has plans.
But you everything happens to her. If you didn't leave that wedding, you would never end up with Karen.
There are 10,000 reasons why that happens.
Right.
It's because of where I went to grade school. It's because of where I went to college. Those are the guys that took me out that night.
Right.
It's because I did not have a fantastic relationship with the girl at the time.
Right.
So, yeah, there were 10,000 reasons why that happens. And here we are 17 years later.
All right. I like that. So, Karen, let me slide over to you.
Yes, sir.
So, Tim and his tuxedo, we're calling him Tuxedo Tim for obvious reasons.
Tuxedo Tim.
Tuxedo Tim.
T-T.
Walks into the bar, you try to hit on the friend. How did you, as a guy, I know how to pivot. If you go for one girl, it doesn't work out. How did you pivot to Tim?
So here's the thing. So I worked at that bar that they were partying in.
Bartender and, or server?
As a server.
Okay.
And so I was off for the night.
Oh, so you
hanging
out.
I was there during the day. A girlfriend of mine was in town.
Tim's like chuckling like there's like an understory to this.
What kind of bar?
Right, like Tim's like the ha.
It's actually a very
the untold story.
A very popular bar, a very popular Irish bar in St. Louis. And McGurk's, we could just say.
John D. McGurk's, yeah.
John D. McGurk's. And so I have never, ever, I promise, hand to God, I have never.
Karen, are you going to get to the point where you pivot from the Fred to Tim? And that's what I'm here for.
I tried to buy his friend a drink.
We knew that part.
Yes. He said, now, has a girlfriend. And by the way, still good friends with the wife. Because
Karen, get to the point.
So we went out dancing that night, and then I asked him if I could kiss him.
Okay, Karen.
And then,
This is the good. Let him hold it.
No, this is the good. This is the money shirt right here. Stick with me.
On the boobs or the butt.
We slept together that night, and I.
Wait a second, hold on. We gotta get to the point.
No, there's more. Stick with me. Stick with me. Stick with me.
I'm following the pebbles.
We slept together at a friend's house that night, and I mean slept next to each other that night. Like nothing happened.
We slept next to each other.
Okay. No. You know what? I tried.
Oh wait!
Oh, he shot you down?
Shot me down.
Garrett,
I'm a gentleman.
Put a pin in it. Pin it out for a second. I want to know how you made the pivot from the friend to Tim.
Oh, I just went up to the friend, and he's like, "Sorry, I have a girlfriend." And I saw Tim, and I was like, "Hey, we know each other. What's happening?"
So there was no smooth transition. Just like
no, life be short. Get on to the next.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're in the friend's house.
We're in the friend's house, and we're all drinking. We all had a good time. And Tim and I were in the butler's pantry of this house.
That sounds like a sex position, Monday.
Totally.
I'm in that butler's pantry. Yeah. Now we're done.
He would have set me over. That's cool.
Your mom may hear this someday.
She's probably not going to find it if it's podcast, but you never know.
And he was, and I, yeah, can I, yeah. And I was like, yeah, I know it. Can I get people along? Yeah. And then, but I will tell you guys, this is the greatest thing about this love story.
I can't wait.
Sounds like a porno.
It's an anti-porno. Like, I wanted it to be a porno. But it was not a fucking porno. Like, I was down. I was like, you take me. Put me over this bench. You do whatever you want. Like, come on.
There's something.
Come on. Like, ramp this shit up. Does not matter. Come on. Fuck.
All right. So, pause for a second, Karen. Take a sip. Tim. What was going through your head? Because I've been in a position that I
could. You know what positions you've been in, Dale.
The butler's pantry. That's a new position.
It sounds like something from Clue.
That's not a position. That's a location.
Yes.
I've been in a position where I've had a chance to hook up with a girl and I passed, and I'm like, crap, I should have done it. Why didn't you make the move or pick up on what she was putting down?
I never asked him that.
Oh, we're going to find out right now, Karen.
By the way, Karen, I'm a professional. Go ahead, Tim.
Thinking about the bigger picture and looking down the road, actually.
Oh, wow.
Guess what? There is a 100% chance of sex tonight because of that answer. So congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you very much. All right. So, okay, we just saw you guys at the bar. I just want to let everybody know how this happened.
Yeah.
They were sitting at the bar, and something attracted to you guys. Like, you guys look like you're having a good time.
Was it the butler's pantry?
Butler's pantry. And I'm like, those two look like they have a story.
Yeah.
God knows we didn't know we're in a story.
I love it.
We're a bunch of almost 50-year-olds in a place full of mostly 20-somethings.
Not outside the status.
Yes. Well, I am. He won't admit it, but
it's exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, now, how long was the engagement?
Hey, for fuck, God damn it, too long. Too fucking long.
Unfortunately, and Karen, I feel like you're the aggressor in this relationship.
No. But one thing that I did not tell you guys that's very, very important to this story is that after we woke up that morning together, We did not sleep together, whatever, you know. But I woke up the next morning and he picked up my left arm, and I used to always want to watch. And he picked up my left arm just to look at the time, and I knew at that moment that we would get married.
Wow.
I knew.
And that was with him.
What time? Hours of being with him or whatever. And it took him fucking 4 years to walk down the goddamn aisle with me.
Here's my question. So, Tim did not pull a Coyote Ugly. He didn't gnaw his arm off. Yeah, that's what's called Coyote Ugly's goal, by the way. He learned something new today. Yes. So, Tim. All right. I'm more personal. How long did it take before you did the deed, as they say? A whoopee.
We're really using the word whoopee?
Did we talk? Yes, we're going with that word.
Honestly, I don't remember.
Not long.
Karen Potter wrote it down.
Karen knows. Karen has a tattoo with a date somewhere on her body.
She does not have a tattoo of the date, but...
No, so it took me a long time to get through college because I was more interested in traveling, and he wanted me to finish college. So I finished college finally from Washington University in St. Louis.
Right.
With a Bachelor's of Science in Broadcast Journalism.
Right.
And then very shortly after, he asked me to marry him.
Nice. He wanted to make sure you got a job before you...
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, I get it. I'm a sure thing. I just need to show it off.
I love Karen. So, I want to hang out with Karen. I love Karen.
Rachel is happily married.
Yes.
You know, she did it twice.
How many years, Rachel?
So, this time...
Yeah.
This time, we will be married 8 years in April.
Oh!
Congratulations.
Together for 10, thank you. And, you know, you don't know where life is going to take you sometimes, and you gotta, like, go through some shit sometimes to get to where you're supposed to be. But I have learned a lot through two marriages. My question to you is, do you guys sleep with separate blankets?
Separate blankets.
You sleep with separate blankets.
No.
So I'm going to just throw this out there because this has been a game changer for my husband and I. Have sex, do whatever, you know, when it's time to go to bed, get separate blankets. It is a marriage hack that will make you so much happier. There's no hogging of the blankets. There's no pulling of the blankets. There's no fighting over the size of blanket you want. It is a game changer. And I'm telling you, after two marriages, that's my best piece of advice.
That's very interesting. And I like that.
I know.
So you're welcome. Really interesting. And we actually just bought a new mattress.
It's a very merry thing to do.
It's a very merry thing to do. Like, yeah, this is like our, like, this is my happy place. So we used to visit Westin hotels a lot.
Yes, have in the bed?
Yes.
Yeah, we have the couple of them.
Fantastic.
Yes. I'm so happy
tonight.
It's the white person having on the show tonight. What's going on here? You guys getting so excited?
Oh, I know. Oh my god. But you would love to fuck on it. I'm like,
all right. I got an invite for three.
Well, I'd like to fuck on it. So whatever. It's cool.
The heavenly bed is the most comfortable bed. It's trademarked by Westin Hotels, and you can buy their mattresses, comforters.
Yeah.
We have a comforter. It's phenomenal. Yeah. Dale has left his body during this part of the conversation. Oh, God. Okay.
If you want to not be single...
I'm happy with it. I'm not saying
No, I'm just saying if there's ever a point where you're like... But I haven't heavenly bed. They'll be like a line. You don't think they're like the stupid like velvet rope.
Dale, you're another couple.
Yes. Black and white cookies.
So let me ask you this, since this is what our podcast is based on. Do you believe that men and women can be friends? Platonically.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Do you have male friends, platonic friends?
Yes.
Do you have female platonic friends?
Yes.
I love it. A lot of people are intimidated by having friends of the opposite sex, and a lot of couples are insecure about it. I think it's actually really important to be able to, like, have that trust and have people in your life that are not your partners. So I'm happy to hear that you are in a 17-year marriage, and you're validating the fact that men and women can be friends.
But here's my point of view. Yes, it can work unless neither one's attracted to each other. That's what my... If I'm attracted to a girl, we can't just be friends. Because somebody's going to make a move and somebody's going to get rejected.
Well, I mean, I'm attracted to a lot of men, but I don't want to...
Oh, damn, what did I do about it?
Do you guys hear the song that's on right now?
Yeah, what is it?
Pony.
It's
Pony. Yes, yes. Tim is like, I'm learning a lot tonight.
Where's the heavenly bed? Where's the heavenly bed?
It is great that actually you guys give me hope. A lot of my friends are divorced. We're in the same age group, and a lot of people have gone through it with, and they have kids, and I'm like, why should I go through all of that just to end up back where I am right now? Yeah. So it's good that we just randomly chose you guys from the bar to give us your input. And I like your story, though.
Yeah.
Your story is not like, oh my God, you tell me tell that we load notes and blah, blah, blah.
No, it's real. You know, it's very real. And yeah, it's awesome. And it's a testament to where you are today because it was built on like a real meeting. It wasn't like a fairy tale type situation that you see in like a Lifetime movie.
And it also takes work to make a relationship work. You can't just bail.
Lifetime movies usually end up with somebody dead.
You're right. I'm sorry. That was a bad example. Hallmark. Let's go with Hallmark movies. Yes, you're right. Yes. Or somebody sleeping with a nanny. Yes, you're right.
All right. So, so no more serious stuff. I got some questions here. You guys give me your feelings. Sam, I want you to answer first, then Karen. Is watching porn in a relationship cheating?
I'm going to have to say no.
No, I think it's fun.
Karen, for some reason, I believe that's what your answer would have been.
Sorry.
Yes.
No, you...
With your heavenly bed and all. Tim, go ahead. So you said no?
No, I don't think it is, you know? I just don't think it is.
Rachel?
No, I don't think it's cheating at all.
All right, because some girls have a problem with the fact that guys watch porn that they're in their relationship.
But you're just watching something. You're not, like, engaging with someone. You're just watching it.
They think it's mental cheating.
No. No.
No? Karen?
Have you seen my... I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow.
Karen, I have a feeling you have an OnlyFans account that we should know about.
I'm working on that.
Good one.
She's perfect. She's perfect for it.
She's like, I work from home.
Yeah, she's perfect for it.
Yes, okay. All right, so my next question is, what do you think about sex in public?
Karen's all about it, I already know.
Tim, sex in public?
Not a fan.
If I got him drunk enough.
That was very short on the answer.
You know, there are things that are better left for home.
All right. I feel like I know who's going to answer one in this one. How do you feel about your spouse going to strip clubs?
Well, we've been to strip clubs together.
Right.
At noon on a Sunday.
That's like...
It's a catch up.
By the way... I like that you went on a noon on a Sunday. That's like a bad shift. And the ugly, the one-legged strippers are there.
This is a great story.
It's like a one-legged stripper, one-armed stripper.
Oh, really? Yeah, is that how it works?
Yeah, no, it was midday.
You had one stage going.
Yeah, yeah, for now. Tell us
the
story.
The two of us are my male roommate and some random truck driver.
this is the beginning of a Lifetime movie, Sam.
Oh, this was a long time ago. And,
a truck driver, okay.
When we got home, she was so hammered, she ripped the closet door off the hinges.
Wow, Karen.
Karen's a little bit of an animal, huh?
She is.
I think the reason why this works is the yin and yang.
Yes, that's very
accurate.
Tim is the rudder. Yeah. Keeps Karen in line. Yeah. Karen's over here like a ship without her. Come back over here, honey.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I see how this is working.
Yeah.
Listen,
I'm crying.
I'm no Dr. Phil, but I feel this.
I feel like Karen
is like a tiger, like a lion, right? And Tim's like a piece of steak.
Yes, all right.
Leave my meat out of this.
Hit the button. That's a good line by Tim.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, so you know what? I appreciate you guys coming over here on your date night.
Yes.
This had to be the best story we've had all night.
Yes. Agree.
Guys, this is nice. Thank you very much.
Happy to contribute.
And thank you, Tim. Thank you, Karen. How do you spell it?
C-A-R-Y-N.
I was just joking.
I'm not a Karen. I did not need to see
when you said Karen and you came over looking blonde and white, I was a little scared.
You know what? They're like the couple version of the mullet. They're business in the front, party in the back.
And she likes it in the back.
Yeah.
So that's
in the Bubba's pantry.
That's true.
If you would like to hear more about Tim and Karen from the, by the way, it's perfect that they're from the show me stage, so they'll show you. Thank you guys. Karen and Dale and Tim.
I don't know. You have messed up such.
We did a good job.
Would you like me to close the show, Gail? Thank you, Neil, for joining us at Friends Without Benefits. I am Rachel Wynachivas, and we have Uptown Dale at QCRA. It's a light.
Amazing. Thank you very much. Some spoobie.